Jesus to die for us. That your son Jesus died, he rose again, and he ascended to heaven for us. Because you loved us so much. Because you want a relationship with us. God, we thank you for that. We thank you because of that act. We know that we can live a resurrected life with you. We know that we can come to you at any time. God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. God, we thank you for who you are. God, thank you that even though there are storms around, we are situated on solid ground with you. So, Father, we thank you. For that, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You guys can have a seat. Been a challenging little while, hasn't it? You could say it's been a rough patch. And you know, at the end of August, beginning of September, we did a first service about unity and as part of our reaching out service, and about how we need to be unified as the Church of Jesus Christ, about how we need to rally together with our gifts and advance the kingdom. And then, you know, last week we did a little different. We shared about some of the challenges. I've shared about some of the challenges that I've gone through and how I've been feeling, and shared about just some of the challenges of life and where we were. And for those that weren't here last week, I want to pass on to what I passed on to some of you guys, and I wanted to apologize just for not being open and honest and sharing when you guys could have helped me carry some of my load after my dad passed away, and just as we journeyed through that. So as I said last week, I was going to be open and honest and transparent about those things, because I try to strap it on my backpack and let's go about my day, but we can't do that. As a church, as a family, we can't do that. We have to interact, we have to communicate, we have to be there for each other, we have to rally around each other, we need to build each other up, and we need to take opportunities to grow together. And through all this, and through life, I've been trying to figure out, you know, what next, right? Like, I ask those questions a lot lately, but what next? What in the world, right? And with life, with the storms going on around us, with what's happening in this world around us, there's a few things that I rely on. And one is that we are here for each other. We need to be here for each other. We need to build each other up. We need to encourage each other, pray for one another, even if it's in Tim Hortons, right? Give each other a call and say, let's go for coffee. Let me grab you 50 Timbits. In case you didn't know, what's your favorite flavor, Thelma? Chocolate? Thelma loves chocolate Timbits. I didn't know how much until this week. But let's continue and let's actually even pursue greater the opportunity to rally around each other, get to know each other in a deeper way. But so that's one thing I know, is we need each other. That's the first thing I know. But the second part is perspective. And I needed to be reminded of perspective. And today's service isn't going to be a deep service. I'm not deep diving here, okay? This is a reminder for us, a reminder for me, and I hope, I pray a reminder for you of perspective. And I called it perspective reminded. I put renewed perspective. I put refocused perspective. You can use any R word of those that you want, but it's about perspective. And our perspective obviously needs to be on Jesus, doesn't it? That is our focus point. You know, I don't know how many of you ever took art or remember art, and or when you're doing drawings and you have this focus point, right, for your drawings, and that's where your perspective is set to. And you draw houses, and I used to like to draw houses to that focus point. And our focus point needs to be Jesus. It needs to be Jesus. Our focus needs to be Jesus. Obviously, our focus is winning people to Jesus. Our focus is bringing each other closer to Jesus. Our focus is walking together towards Jesus. But the key is Jesus. We need Jesus. And Jesus is the focus point that we need to be journeying towards at all times. If our perspective is Jesus, then we should be able to advance and move forward appropriately. There are times where we may wait and pause, but it's always appropriate to the situation around us. But the focus is always Jesus. And it's something that really this past week and a half, probably really week, that I've really been reminded of is our focus is Jesus. Not ourselves, not what we want, but my focus needs to be Jesus and how to get closer to Jesus. Do you know what I'm saying? I want to draw near to Jesus. I want to draw near to Him. And because as I draw near to Him, He doesn't move, right? Like, He is the focus point. Your focus point doesn't move. But as I draw near to Him, He's getting closer to me. Do you know what I'm saying? And this isn't going to be a series. This is just something that really impacted me this past week. It's just a simple thought, but it impacted me deeply and reminded me and renewed me and refocused me. But He's our perspective. And when I talk about Jesus, I use Jesus, God, Holy Spirit interchangeably here, okay? So, God is our Creator. And we know this. We read this, you know, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, right? We read this. And so as I have journeyed through the stuff of life, and I call it stuff of life, because there's all sorts of stuff involved in life. I came to Revelation 4:11. It says, "You are worthy, O Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things. You created all things. And by Your will, they were created and have their being." See, something I needed to be reminded of, and maybe you need to be reminded of this today, and if this is not for you, that's okay. It's for some of these points are for some of us. And every one of these points has been for me this past week. But I needed to remember that I was created for a reason. I was created on purpose. We were all created for a purpose and a reason. And we need to walk in that purpose and that reason. We didn't just happen. We just didn't pop up to be this way. We were created for purpose. We all have a purpose. The next thing I was reminded of is that God reigns. This isn't deep. This is just basic stuff that we need to be reminded of sometimes, okay? God reigns. Psalm 97:1 says, the Lord reigns. And then I love what it says next. It says, let the earth rejoice. Let the many coastlands be glad. So what does reign mean? It means God is our king. He is our ruler. Now, obviously, there are things that go in alignment with that. And we're going to talk about some of those in the upcoming weeks. But we know that he is alive. He is our God. He is victorious. And because he is victorious and because he reigns, I can reign too. I am victorious too. And this is something so simple, right? But it hit home with me this week so much. And it was a good reminder. When stuff happens in life, whatever that stuff might be. And number three was like something I speak about lots, something I've said lots. And it didn't really hit me until I was just spending time this week in prayer. And I'm not sure which side of the chairs I was laying on praying that day when it hit me. But I was reminded that God is faithful. And 2 Timothy 2:13 says, if we are faithless, he still remains faithful. For he cannot deny himself. See, it's his characteristic that he is faithful. And you know, when stuff's going on, whatever the stuff is, and we all have our different stuff that we're working through, walking through, walking past, whatever it might be, right? He is still faithful. And Max Licato made this statement about life and the storms around us, and he said this, life has many unanswered questions, but be settled about God's faithfulness to you. God is still faithful. God is faithful. It's his characteristic. It's something that we can stand on. It's something that we can root in on. When we are walking through this stuff, he is still faithful. And that's a focal point that we can focus on. The next one's pretty obvious. And it's something that when the stuff is all around you and hitting you or whatever is around, God is holy. It's a pretty basic thing, isn't it? God is holy. It's something that we all say. It's something we sing about. But it's something, I don't like the term, but I'm going to use it. We can hang our hat on. That God is holy. He is calling us to be holy with him and to walk with him in this journey to holiness. And we can walk there together. And we're reminded in 1 Samuel 2:2, it says, there is none holy like the Lord. There is none beside you. And the last part of this verse I love, and it says this, there is no rock like our God. Man, that's something to hang our hat on, isn't it? God is holy. And this next one, don't put it up yet. Don't put it up yet. Don't steal this. Because this is important. Because I know where I was the moment I remembered this one. I was sitting against kind of that speaker, hoping I didn't knock it over when as I leaned against it on Tuesday. As I was just asking questions about life, and as I was very honest with you guys last week about just the struggles that I've kind of gone through over the past number of months, right? And trying to figure it out, and I really wanted to bring you along on that journey with me last week and just about the need that we need each other. But when I sat there, asking God questions and like why, the why. We all have the why when stuff is happening, right? I was reminded of this, and Rosalie, you reminded me of this on Tuesday, what you said to me. And that is that God is good. And even when I was driving in, do you guys remember that song? God is good all the time. I'm not going to hurt your ears anymore. Lyle, don't worry. You don't have to turn me down. But he put a song of praise in this heart of mine, right? And when stuff's going on around us, sometimes it's hard to remember that he is good all the time. He is good. He is God. And his characteristic is good. And he does put that praise in our heart. And it's up to us to choose how we're going to respond. Boy, is it tough to choose to sing out with that song of praise. And I don't even know what day it was this week. And I was driving into town. And Lyle would have been turned all the way down at that point. Because I started, put the song of praises in my heart, Lord. And I just started singing that song. And I don't know, I haven't sung that song in so long. And I was annoying Nora yesterday because I was like, remember Pastor Shane and my friend, my dear friend Shane Acorn, who interned here years and years ago. But he used to love that song, but he'd sing it with like a country twang, which I think is why I didn't have as much praise in my heart sometimes. I'm just kidding. But you know what? I started singing it with a country twang in the house. I'm not a country twang guy. But I was reminded of his goodness. And he is good. God is good. And I think we need to remember that more. That God is good. All the time. God is good. And bear with me a sec, okay? So, one of the things, and I don't remember, I think I might have shared this at John's service on Wednesday, but one of the things that I'm going to miss the most, but not miss the most, is when I tell John, take care. And he says, I will not take care. I will cast my cares on him and because he cares for me. And I really had to work my words sometimes. But he's right. Right? It's something we just say and, you know, it's just an off-the-cuff thing. But I don't need to carry my cares because he cares for me and he carries my cares. He carries my weights. He carries my burden. I don't even remember what my point was, but God is good, and he carries my burdens. He walks with me. He journeys with me. He carries me when I can't walk. Isn't that good? That's a good God. I had a scripture even. Psalms 31:19 says, how great is the goodness you have stored up for those who fear you. You lavish it on those who come to you for protection. Blessing them before the watching world. See, we're blessed. And we have a God who loves us and cares for us and wants to just lavish love on us. And the world should see that. The world should see the goodness of God in our life. Storms happening around us, who cares? It's easy to say that. I get it, right? I hear you. When stuff's going on around us, it's easy to say, who cares when it's not in the you're not in the middle of that storm. It's easy to look back and say, I can see where God was. And he is with us and he cares. That's who cares. And he's carrying us and journeying with us. So are we experiencing God's goodness in our lives today? Are we allowing him to walk with us and journey with us and experience his characteristics? Because if we're not, we're going to be walking in his patience. Because he wants us to be walking with him. But that's one of God's characteristics, is he's patient. He's patient. God is patient. I'm sure there's times in the past number of months that God wanted to smack me upside the head. Probably this morning even at times, right? But he is patient, and he is waiting there for me to realize what I'm doing, what's going on around us. Same for all of us. He is waiting there and saying, come to me. I'll give you rest. I'll journey with you. I'll walk with you. I want to hold you and love you and let you know that you are valued and important. Our God is patient. And the next thing is God is merciful. Lamentations 3:23 tells us, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The meaning of mercy is compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone whom it is within one's power to punish them. Sometimes we show our kids mercy, don't we? I'm sure if my mom was here, she'd be like, yep, I did. Showed you lots of mercy. But our God is a God who shows us mercy. And what we're going to celebrate and participate in a little later today with our communion emblems, this is the evidence of his mercy towards us. And I was reminded of that this week, that he is merciful. He's merciful. And then I was reminded, through the tears and through weeping and journeying and reading scripture and talking to people, because when you're talking to people, and they know you're down, they know that you're going through stuff. Oftentimes, I find it is, maybe it's just me, but I become a comedian. I try to bring some happiness and some joy, right? And that's a good spiritual gift, is to be a funny guy like me. Because God is joy. So why can't I bring joy? I'm not going to sit up here with big flop. Well, my big, but I'm not going to sit on here with a funny nose. Nobody make comments about my nose. I don't know if I got my mom's nose or my dad's nose. I think I got my mom's. But God is joy. You know, there's going to be pain at times in our life, right? And we're going to journey through that pain with each other, with God. And we need to be honest with each other, is first off. I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to be strong, because I got you guys, right? When things are hard, I have you guys. You guys have each other and me. And together, we journey through this. And together, God brings joy into the situation. When we are gathered together. And we need to be there to bring the joy of the Lord into the situation. Nehemiah 8:10 reminds us that for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. When you don't know where you're going to draw strength from, draw it from the joy of the Lord. Draw it by gathering and rallying with your church family and your family and those that love you. That's what we need. And I was reminded of that this week. See, the world, for the next point, has a really interesting view of God and who God is, don't they? Like, people of the world, non-believers, have this viewpoint of God as judgmental. God is, you know, this iron fist. He's like Putin, but harsher. I like Putin. But you know what I'm saying, right? Like, they've got this viewpoint of God. But I came to this realization and this remembrance this week that God is actually compassionate. God is compassionate. He is not a judgeful, vengeful God. He is a merciful God that is compassionate. And Exodus 33:19 says, I will make all my goodness pass before you and will proclaim before you my name, the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And then Exodus 34:6, the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. God is so compassionate. And what I've found, especially, you know, the past number of months and this week and everything, is that when we're going through stuff, his compassion is what resounds. His care resounds. His love, and it just resounds in our lives. God is there, and he is compassionate towards us. And I think as he draws us in together as a family, and we gather around each other, we rally around each other in all things, we pass on that compassion to each other, don't we? We pass that on. God is forgiving, is the next one. Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Be kind to one another. Be tenderhearted. Forgive one another when someone wrongs you or you feel that you've been wronged, because Christ already forgave us. And because we're forgiven, we should pass on that same grace to others, shouldn't we? I pray you do. And the last thing I want to talk about this morning is a thing that really, really hit home on me. And I know better, right? I know better than this. But I was reminded that God is love. Like, we all know that God is love, right? But sometimes we need to be reminded of that God is love. He loves us. Scripture tells us, 1 John 4:8, that God is love. 2 Thessalonians 3:5 says, may the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. See, God wants something so much better for us in our life than what oftentimes we take on. He's called us into so much more, and we need to journey and walk towards that. He wants our soul and our spirit to be filled with the love of God. Because when you're filled with this love of God, it's much easier, much different to share that love with others, isn't it? I think it is. Jesus died on the cross out of his love for us. He came to this earth for his love for us. God sent his one and only begotten Son for his love for us. We're loved. And that's something we can't forget. God is love, and he loves us. And we can take the time and love each other and express out of our hearts and out of our lives the love that He has given us to each other. And I'm going to invite Mary up now. And today was just 11 simple things that God reminded me this week. And I thought, you know what, as we're talking through life and the stuff of life, I wanted to share with you some of the things that I was reminded of. And I pray that as I was reminded of them, and they encouraged me and built me up, and stuff that I should know, right? Stuff that I should know. Stuff that I do know in my mind, but to be reminded in my heart of His characteristics and how He feels towards me. I thought, you know what, if I'm feeling down, if I'm feeling like some of this stuff and I'm trying to look for answers, why don't I just look at who God is? And as He reminded me about stuff in the different parts of the church, and as I was driving and doing things like that, as I was reminded that God is good all the time, and I'm not even going to try the twangy, that's as twangy as you're going to get. Boy, He is good. But it's up to me to walk in His goodness. It's up to me to walk in His love. It's up to me to walk in His compassion. It's up to me to walk in His mercy. It's up to me to walk in His grace. It's up to me. I have to choose. Just like I had to choose and have to choose to tell you guys if I'm going through something, right? You have to choose to tell me what's going on. Because together, we can journey through anything together. We have each other to journey through this. This isn't an us against you or a us against each other. It's or us against, it's us. Not me against you, but it's us moving forward and advancing the kingdom of God. And even though there's storms around us, we still advance the kingdom because of who God is and what He's done in our lives and what He continues to do and how He journeys with us and walks with us. And when we bring each other along with that journey and that fight or that battle or that walk, we experience the characteristics of God through each other and through the giftings that we have that we've spent so much time talking about through the summer. All those things fall into place and those pieces come together. And maybe you think, why are you rambling so much, Dave? Because I think it's important. I think it's important that we lean on each other, rely on each other. Because each other is God's hands and feet here on this planet. And we need each other. We need God. And we're going to close in prayer in a second after we participate in communion together. But before we go through those things, if there's anybody watching or anybody here that doesn't know Jesus, I want to give an opportunity for them to accept Jesus. I know when I look at the characteristics of God and I look at those around me that are walking with Him and we all rally together journeying towards this common goal, I know it's something we all need. So if the Holy Spirit has stirred you, I'm going to invite you just to repeat these words after me. And if you know Jesus, I'm going to invite you just to repeat these words after me, so that in case you have somebody beside you that doesn't know Jesus, they feel comfortable. So would you guys just repeat after me? If you want to accept Jesus, speak this with your heart. Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus to die in my place and take every punishment and curse. So Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life, and make me new. Thank you for loving me, and thank you for dying on the cross for me. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you said that prayer for the first time, I invite you just to call the church, 306-882-2453, and I'd love to talk with you. I'd love to get you a Bible. I'd love to connect you with the church, wherever you might be. And I want you to be reminded of God's goodness and who He is, and the fact that He cares and He loves you. You know, last night during our time, we had discussion about miracles that many people have experienced in different settings, different times of their life, and we shared our testimonies with each other. And we celebrated those testimonies as an opportunity to be encouraged and to be built up, and it's important. And something we say all the time is, you know, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed and whole. And we stand on that, and we know that to be true because of what the Word tells us. Because Jesus bore our sickness, He bore our pain, He bore our hurt. He took it on Himself on that cross. He bore our sins and all of our heartache. And it's important to remember what He did for us, isn't it? It's important to remember the new life that He gave us through His death, burial, resurrection, and ascension to heaven. This life that He gave us to be able to serve Him here and walk with Him, journey with Him here. And when we breathe our last breath, we know we're going to heaven to spend eternity with Jesus. What a thing. What a thing to know that we're going to spend eternity with our Lord and Savior. While we're here on this earth, we can still go about doing the work that He has called us to do, and that's to love each other, love the world, tell people about Jesus. And we should do that actively as we advance the kingdom. And Jesus said these words in Matthew 26:26-28. It says, while they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after a blessing, He broke it and gave it to the disciples, said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for coming to this earth for us, because you loved us. And as we journey through life, and as we go through whatever's going on around us, and as we experience the things of this earth, Father, I pray that we would lean on you. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son Jesus for us. Thank you, Father, for loving us so much that you would send your only begotten Son to die for us so that we can live an eternal life. God. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's partake together. And then we keep reading that scripture, and it says, "And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, 'Drink from it, all of you, for this is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for the forgiveness of sins.'" God, we thank you for your Son once again. We thank you that as we celebrate the death, the burial, the resurrection, the ascension of Jesus, that we would remember the sacrifice that he did, that we would remember and stand on the life that he gave, and that as we live our life and as we move forward, that we would live this Zoe life that only Jesus can give us and only Jesus can bring. God, I thank you that you love us so much, that you have a purpose for us, and that you've blessed us so much. So God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's participate in the cup together. God, we thank you. God, as we journey through life and as we go through stuff, Father, I pray that we would rally around each other so that we can experience your goodness together, so that we can testify to each other, to build each other up, so that we could be reminded of your goodness and who you are and your characteristics, God. God, I pray that we would lean on each other, that we would lean on you, and that we would journey through life knowing your goodness, that we would journey through life knowing your love, your joy, your peace, your mercy. God, that we would be passionate about you, that we would be excited about you, that we would spread the life that you give us, that Zoe life, that we would spread that everywhere we go, and that people would know us as we share your goodness, that people would know the goodness of God through our lives that we've lived and through our lives that we share with each other and with them. God, I pray that we would take time to share all the blessings, all the amazing things with each other and with our community, Father, that we would share our testimonies. God, we love you. We honor you and we thank you for who you are, what you've done. We love you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I forgot to pray for the week. I got just, for the folks online anyway, we're still going to pray some more after we sing some more songs. Let's pray with the folks that are online right now. God, we pray that you'll bless them, God. Father, we pray that you would lead them, give them opportunities to share your goodness, give them passion, God. And Father, if anyone accepted Jesus today, God, on this line, I pray that you would just touch them and allow us to connect with them so that we can just lead them and guide them and to you and closer to you and in connection with you. Father, we thank you for each person that's gathered here, and we pray that your hand would be upon them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless. Have a great day.